Welcome back, DG, SM, Cam, and Wex. Beautiful day out there, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Going to do the Sweet 16, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, we probably will.
Okay.
But still.
Skip has a story for us that may take a little time, so yeah. Roll it out.
All right. So we were in Tennessee, okay, and coming back. And we usually come back in one day. It's an eight-hour drive. We do it. But once in a while, we leave in the afternoon, and we eat on the way, and we spend the night in Nashville or Clarksville or whatever. And we had a hotel room in Clarksville. We ate dinner in Cookeville, Tennessee, 200 miles from Clarksville. So now we leave there at 8:30 p.m., so it's dark. And we're heading, so we get to Nashville at 9:30. Now, if you've been to Nashville, a lot of people go there these days. They're so exploding that their highways leading into town are just like five lanes wide. You know, with the HOV lane, I mean, it's like driving in Houston or L.A. or somewhere. So we hit that HOV section, 70-mile-an-hour speed limit. I'm probably going between 75 and 80, maybe 80. I mean, you know, everybody is. It's like Indianapolis 500 there. So I'm going along. My wife is in the passenger seat. All of a sudden, at the same time that she yells, I feel that we hit something on her side, and I yell, was that a deer? And she said, no, that was a person. And we hit a person that was in the third lane of a four-lane highway.
Wow.
And so I'm yelling, call 911, and I'm getting over as fast as I can. And she's yelling in the phone, we hit somebody, we hit a person. And the 911 operator says, you know, that we had a call from somebody wandering in the highway. And I'll save the drama. The person lived, okay? But the story is much longer. So we pull over, and I put my flashers on, and I'm a quarter mile or a tenth of a mile further, you know.
Easy, yeah.
But so here comes the police up behind me. And these guys, these two police officers, they are not responding to 911. They see a car with hazards on. So they come up oblivious and they say, are you guys okay? And my wife says, we hit somebody. We just hit some. And so the one guy starts looking in the weeds. And I said, no, way back there. It's way back there. And so we kind of explain it to them and say, hey, we have a 911 call in. So they say, go up there to the exit, find a place to sit, call it in again, tell the 911, and they'll pair it up. And someone will come get you. We're going to go try to find the body. So we go up there. And I'm telling you, it was 40 minutes later before they found it. I'm sitting there in this gas station parking lot believing that I killed somebody.
Wow.
And am just a mess. Couldn't talk to, I mean, just terrible. They call us back about 30 minutes after we're sitting there and say, the person is here. Is this where you're at? Yes, okay, we're on our way there now. And my wife says, what about the person? We found the person. He's in an ambulance and he's alive. And so now all of a sudden, I mean, so we're sitting there praying for the person. We're praying for their family, you know, over and over again. You know, just it was surreal.
Wow.
It was surreal.
How bad was the person?
So as it turns out, you know, when you're in a car and you go and hit a pothole or if somebody hits your door, it sounds like it's an explosion.
Oh,
it's
It
turns out, and this is something that I discovered or felt might be true while I was waiting. I start looking at the damage of the car, tore off the mirror on my wife's side, and there was no damage to the front. So I start saying, I said, Lori, I think we just hit him with the mirror. I mean, it sounded like, you know, it's not like we hit a deer head on, you know, but we start thinking about it. You know, it didn't slow us down any, it didn't knock us even one degree off. I mean, we just hit him with the mirror and we can see like a, you know, scratches, like a smear all down the side of the car. And, we found a handprint on the hood. So it's like he hit the hood and as he was getting hit or something. And anyway, so we hit him with the mirror. If they found him walking on the other side of the highway, he jumped the median, very doped up on something, not alcohol, but he was PCP or fentanyl or something like that, in only boxer shorts, wearing only boxer shorts. And he was walking, and his back was all messed up and raw and scraped up and probably had broken ribs or something, but didn't feel him. But this is what we learned way later, okay?
Yeah.
And has a record a mile long. has warrants out for his arrest. So when he gets out of the hospital, they're taking him to another county. But, you know, that's, I still didn't want to hurt him, you know.
Sure.
I mean, but it was just awful. It was one of the weirdest and worst things that ever happened to me.
Was there ever a moment when it was, you might be in trouble?
Well, now see, Lori confessed to me later that she never thought of that. I'm a basket case. She goes into the bathroom to the gas station. So once I'm by myself, all freaked out, then I start thinking, oh my gosh, I killed somebody.
Right. My life's over.
And I was probably speeding a little bit. I don't know how fast I was going. I can't prove my speed. But if this person, I mean, if there's a prosecutor, might say, you just had vehicle manslaughter, you were going over the speed limit and killed somebody. I mean, I could be going to jail. I also thinking, is this guy a criminal, a cartel guy, a gang guy? I mean, am I going to have
someone, you know, after you?
42 Hatfield McCoy cousins coming after because I killed, you know. I mean, I had all those thoughts in my head. I'm just going, this is terrible.
So is it wrapped up now?
Yeah, it's done. I mean, he's alive, so we committed no crime. I mean, we didn't, you know.
He kind of ran into you.
Yeah, pretty much. And they didn't need us for anything because he's alive and whatever. So at this point, he runs our license, makes sure we weren't drinking, you know, runs our insurance, runs our plates, everything goes, takes about 10 minutes to go through all that and comes back and says, okay, here's your accident report for your insurance. Have a nice evening.
So, go, yeah, man, what?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I know.
The whole thing's crazy.
The rest of the time, I
did
mean, the rest
just
of the night.
Did you pull over and stay or did you end up driving
well,
home?
We were still 40 miles from our hotel. And so we said, let's just go there. We got the place there. And, you know, we got there, you know, about an hour later than we planned on it, but it wasn't a big deal. So,
you know. Wow, that's nuts.
Isn't it? I just go.
Everyone has that fear. That's one of my big fears. Like every now and then, just being completely honest, you'll be looking at your phone and you'll look up and you're swerving and there's someone running on the side and you're like, that guy's life was almost over and my life was almost over because you don't come back from that. Wow.
Yeah.
Woo.
Ooh, thank God everything was okay.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, and we were fine, and you know, so I mean, I'm glad that he's okay. But then you want to yell at him, "What are you doing?" Listen, if I'd been by myself, I would never have known it was a person. I'd have thought I hit a deer or a owl or something big. Mm. And I just kept going.
Yeah,
I'd have kept going. I mean, I'm sure somebody else would have called it in.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I don't even know what happened. But Lori said she saw the person and just was, you know, in her window.
Wow.
Yeah. And she said she thought she saw a rust-colored shirt, but it was him. He was like either tan or, you know, Hispanic or, you know, Middle Eastern or something. Woo. And it's just wearing boxers. No, not even any shoes. Just boxer shorts and nothing else.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
He's lucky to be alive.
Well, and that's what we started talking about, too. You have all these different paths go in your brain. Once we learn that, I said, well, I'm glad that we did that then, because he may have been hit head on by somebody if it hadn't been us, you know. And so, who knows?
Wow.
Yeah.
We should take a break.
Yeah, that's probably
a better
idea.
It's going to be hard to go into fictional bands.
Exactly.
419 DG at Sweet 16 of best fictional bands of all time. Gonna have to hustle a little bit on this one after that story from Skip. Amazing. So you like this one? You like this
category? I do. I love it. I love it. There's a million of them. I mean, I thought of two of them right off because they're just movies that I just love. And then I started thinking more and I came up with one after another. Yeah. And so I really like them.
And every show, like the Brady Bunch, they all had a band.
Exactly, exactly. Which would be a legitimate thing to put in there. So, I mean, I don't even want to do, I think I know what your number one is going to be because I think I like the movie as much as you do. And then there's, I think, the definitive one. I'm not going to do either of those. I'm going to start deeper, and if they don't get my name, then I'll name it. I'm just going to go with the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Yeah, good one.
I had that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that movie, and I think it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And it's well played in the movie.
Yes.
It's not just a throwaway thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Andrew.
Spinal Tap.
Yeah, that was, I think, the number one seed, probably.
Wheels.
Taking it.
The Blues Brothers.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Even though they became real after the fact and performed, they were still fake when they made the movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Lorne Michaels didn't want him to do it. He they debuted it for him, and they did the whole thing, and he was like, I don't get it. Like, he yeah. didn't want them to do it at all.
And it's some of the best musicians, and all those guys, those guys were in major bands and major studio musicians. Steve Cropper and Donald Duck Dunn and Matt Murphy are some of the best all-time studio musicians. They played in Booker T and the MGs. They wrote a lot of those old blues songs that some of those people did. They're it's great musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rach.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that one.
That was the first one that I thought of.
I loved the old cartoon, which you probably have never seen. Did you see that?
I haven't seen the new movie. I've seen the old cartoon.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie's not new. The movie's probably 25 years old at this point, but...
see if this is the one you thought I'd go with. The Wonders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just great.
Have you seen this movie? Being a metal guy, you would really like this movie.
Yep, haven't seen it.
Because even a metal, I know you appreciate the history of rock.
Oh,
you know,
I took a class called The Evolution of Rock.
The old days when the groups evolved out of just people messing around in their garage and became, it's that kind of story, and it's wonderful.
The best thing about it is the first time they play the song, they're just absolute beginners in a garage, and then they end up being super famous, and you see their evolution,
and
their instruments evolve.
How much better they get at it.
One of my favorite scenes of any movie is when they hear it on the radio for the first time, and Liv Tyler starts running down the street, and runs into another one of them. They all converge in the appliance store. I mean, I love it. I love that movie. Yeah.
Back to you.
Okay, let's go with another good movie that a lot of people forget about, I think, and that is Eddie and the Cruisers.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my next draft pick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Another
that
one
was
of my
a really
favorite
good
scenes.
Movie. I
another
like
one of my favorite scenes when they put that Dark Side song together in the movie. It's just it's a textbook way that rock was created back in the day.
Yep. Andrew.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
I love the original movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Phoebe being little and watching it every day for a couple of years.
Three times a day. Yeah.
The Chipettes.
Mm-hmm.
Wheels.
I want the Wild Stallions.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Wild Stallions.
I never saw that movie.
They
literally saved history.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Stillwater from Almost Famous.
Oh, my gosh.
Good one.
I want to just... I didn't think of that, and I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a great band.
Great movie. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Otis Day and the Night.
Yeah, I had that one too. I had that one too.
Back to Skip.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's really
that was on my list
smart.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. I like it.
Andrew.
What about Da Monkees? Did they count?
Mm-hmm. I had the Monkees on there, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know if they were fake enough to be...
Well, they were fake at first.
Yeah.
They became a thing after the fact.
But they still weren't allowed to even play. That's why...
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
They never... They would go in concerts and they'd lip sync and stuff. Michael Nesmith dissolved it because of that. Because he had some talent. And he said, this is ridiculous. We can do... Huh. You know who wrote a lot of their songs, don't you?
Neil Sedaka?
Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond wrote a lot of their songs.
It was Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like the Wrecking Crew. Like they had all the best musicians doing their stuff.
Yeah,
I loved that show.
That was just a hilarious.
Yeah,
show.
Wheels.
Very British.
I'm gonna go with Figuring Don and the Nodal Modes. That's the Cantina band in Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, I figured I had to show the nerd a little bit.
Nice work. Yeah,
I had him.
How about the School of Rock?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Good one. Yeah. Another great movie I love that I forgot about completely.
I'm Tap City. I could go with like the Silver Platters from the Brady Bunch or something, but there are probably better ones to do.
Yeah,
so.
There's only two left if we want to start throwing them out.
Yeah, throw them out.
So I don't know if you want to use this, but I also had the Max Rebo Band, which is the Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, that's Jabba's band.
Palace.
Yeah, I throw that one in there too,
house
man.
Band.
Put them
against
each other.
Like the blue elephant type guy.
Yep.
And then in the tribute to the Spinal Tap, I did the Folksmen. You ever seen Mighty Wind?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
The
yes.
Folksmen was,
I had that one too.
Was just
yes.
I love that. You know, Harry Shearer and they're just great too.
I love it.
Okay, I didn't put the Star Wars band together.
Because what?
Didn't put them against you. That's good. We need those guys in the finals.
That's fine. Soggy Bottom Boys versus Stillwater.
Oh,
from Almost Famous.
Soggy Bottom.
Yeah, I'll go Soggy Bottom too.
Stillwater. I thought that was one of the most accurate depictions of a band.
It's very, very much based on real story.
Mm-hmm.
I picked Soggy was my submission, but I love Almost Famous. I'm going to say Stillwater, too.
Ooh, it's Tide of Wheels.
I didn't see either movie.
Yeah.
No. Say one. Stillwater. You guys gave a better description of that one.
Final Tap versus
Soggy Bottom Boys.
Yeah. Otis Day and the Nights.
Oh, man. Yeah, Spinal Tap.
Yep.
That's a tough matchup. That could have been a final.
Yeah, I got Spinal too.
Blues Brothers versus Sgt. Pepper.
Woo!
I gotta go Sgt. Pepper.
I think Blues Brothers became a real thing, so I'm gonna say Sgt. Pepper's too.
Pepper.
I'm a Pepper. You're a Pepper.
Josie and the Pussycats versus the Monkees.
Monkees.
Yeah, Josie's very a strong Josie. Second though.
Get those girls out of there.
The Wonders.
Girls can't be in bands.
No.
Girls don't play music.
They don't rock.
No rock music.
The Wonders from That Thing You Do versus the Cantina Band from Star Wars.
Cantina Band.
Oh, I'm going Wonders. I'm going Wonders, yeah.
Cantina.
Andrew?
Wonders.
Really?
Tied to you.
It's up to you.
Tied to you.
It's going to shock you. I have to go Cantina just because it's so weird and so iconic. Eddie and the Cruisers versus School of Rock.
Eddie.
There's no way you can stop the School of Rock.
I'll say School of Rock.
Eddie.
Is that tie to me?
Titus Gibbs.
It was just a beauty contest. They weren't even listening to the music. I'm going to say Eddie and the Cruisers, too.
Okay. Alvin and the Chipmunks versus Jabba the Hutt's band.
Max Rebo.
Let's go.
With Cy Snoodles on lead vocals.
Alvin.
I'm going to say Alvin, too.
Alvin moves on.
Oh, I can't believe it. We got one, Skip. We got one.
We got one in.
Wild Stallions versus the Folksmen.
Stallions.
E-I-O. Folksmen.
Folksmen for me.
Yeah,
I think Folksmen moves on.
Dang it.
Okay. Elite Eight. We'll get it started anyway. Stillwater versus Spinal Tap.
Oh, boy.
Stillwater.
Could be Spinal Tap.
Spinal.
Spinal moves on to the final four.
Good, I did not have to vote.
Sergeant Pepper grateful. Versus the Monkees.
The Pepper.
Wow, there's contemporaries right there. I'm going Sergeant Pepper.
I'll say Pepper.
Yeah, I think that was a good submission.
Mm-hmm.
Cantina Band versus Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, no.
Cantina.
Cantina.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Cantina?
Oh, yeah.
Cantina, yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks versus the Folksmen.
Give me the Dark Horse Folksman. Alvin. I'm going the Folksman.
I'll make it a tie to Dave.
Alvin's in the final four.
Wow.
438 DGS. Happy Wednesday to you. Gorgeous day out there. Going to be nice until about midday on Friday when it gets warmer. Skip Weber's here, sponsor of the Sweet 16. How's it going at Weber this month?
It's going really, really well. I pretty much say this every month that we have a new record, but this... You know, and that's just because the inventory is ramping up, and we learned some things in the bad times inventory wise. We learned some things about how to prospect customers in a different way and get the message out there, and so all that combined. I mean, we will by the end of this week beat the record since 2020 of sales in a month. Which was last month. We keep beating our own record, and it's mainly due to inventory. There's other things, but inventory. The Trax is unreal. Chevrolet has been setting national records with the Trax. It's the least expensive vehicle, and it doesn't even come close to looking or appearing like it. It's got great technology. I mean, Rachel, you know what I'm saying. It's an unbelievable. And the 2024 and 2025 are even nicer. I mean, they just get better and better, and they keep the price down. And we just cannot keep it on the lot. And I mean, it's just great. And more new vehicle sales means more trade-ins. We're still buying vehicles. We're still trying, but we have more trade-ins, so that means more pre-owned car sales. And we have a new product called Car Bravo. It's a new certification method, and we can certify everything, not just GM cars. So we have, we certify Toyotas and Hondas and Nissans and Kias and all that. So that's a great thing, and it gives you an extra warranty on a pre-owned vehicle. It's all just coming together, I'm very proud of my people because I don't do anything, as everybody can tell. I'm out of town half the time. Because I'm always checking in because those guys just do it without me having to say it. You know, it's great.
It's perfect.
It is perfect.
How are the Broncos going?
Oh, I mean, the Broncos are still, come in and they go right away. The Bronco Sport is fast becoming a leader in its segment. It's a very competitive segment, though, so it's tough to be the number one in that. Mm-hmm. But, there's Jeeps and the Equinox and Nissan Murano and all of it. But the Sport is just my wife drives one.
Yeah, they're great.
They are great. They're fun to drive and zipping around. And
Phoebe took mine to school, so.
That's a great car for that.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great car for that.
It is.
Yep.
Final four of best fictional bands of all time. Spinal Tap versus Sgt. Pepper.
Sgt. Pepper.
Pepper.
I'll say Pepper.
Well, there we go.
I don't even have to vote on that one. That's another good one.
The Cantina Band from Star Wars versus Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Cantina!
I'll go Alvin.
Alvin.
Ooh, it's a tie to Dave.
Cantina.
There we go.
Did they ever play another song?
Yeah, they come back after the lightsaber.
Right.
They come back and it's a slower, but it's like a little waltz or something.
They've
like
calmed
that
it down.
Yeah, they play in while they meet Han Solo.
Sgt. Pepper versus Cantina Band.
Oh no!
Nothing matters. Cantina Band.
Sure, Cantina Band.
Pepper.
I'll go Pepper too.
Oh no!
Wheels decides it.
Cantina Band.
Cantina Band.
Greatest fictional band.
Oh oh oh! O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.